Welcome. As you came in, I would suspect that you sensed that there's an extra helping of energy in here today. Today is our children's led worship service, and as you look at the bulletin, I got a little part here at the beginning, a little part from a child's point of view, and our young disciples are doing the rest. They are leading you today in worship. The choir will sing later. Otherwise, our young disciples are leading us. Our youth are doing the greeting and the ushering, and so it's an exciting day. Matthew 18, verses 2 through 5, is a passage that talks about the children coming to me. Let the children come to me, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. We are today being tasked with coming to worship and coming to the Lord as children. We are going to not only look at that one part of the service from a child's point of view, we're gonna experience worship from a child's point of view from start to finish. And as I invite you to let your childlike wonder unfold today as you experience worship in this new and different way. In that, I also invite you to be patient and understanding as there are transitions, and we are transitioning all these young people right here a couple of times through the service. So just some grace today as we do that. We are going to try something a little different because we are looking at things from a child's point of view. I need you guys to come and light those now because we will not be able to get through later. Thank you. We're going to try something a little bit in our greeting, a little bit different in our greeting. In some of our Sunday school classes, in our confirmation class, in our youth group, we do what we call highs and lows. So we share a high and we share a low. That's happened. So we're going to invite you to greet in a little bit different way. From a child's point of view, greet and those who you're greeting, introduce yourself and share a high from this last week or a low on what you'd like to share. And our young people are going to be greeting one another, and you can come to them and greet. We don't want them to get too far. So, all right, so let us greet one another in the love of Christ. All right, I invite you to make your way back to your seats. Ray's trying to get to them all. Thank you. As we worship today, I do want to lift up a couple of things to you. You have an insert, and on your insert on the back are some opportunities for ministry, especially this week. We have a church rummage sale, and we're in need of some help getting that set up, help working that. So I invite you to check that out and see if that works in your schedule. The other thing that I actually don't have an insert in front of me, so I don't know if it's on there or not, but I'm going to wing it for right now. See if it's on there, what I was thinking of. Nope, it's not, so thank you. Thank you, though. Out in the gathering place is a board on an easel. We have a lot of talented musicians in the church. And so I invite you, if you would like to share special music by yourself in a small group, get an ensemble together. The choir sings once a month. The Christian Chaos does once a month. And then we have other Sundays where we'd like to offer special music. And so there's a sign-up sheet out there. And so over the course of the next month, we invite you to sign up to provide the act of praise in our worship service. So that's that. You should have received your newsletter. If you did not receive your newsletter, let us know, or if you received it by email. If you are not on our list, you can mark that. And there are newsletters back on that table, right back there under the stained glass. So want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on in the month of May, which starts tomorrow. My hope and my prayer today is that as we gather in this place for worship, as we experience worship and the message of our Lord from a child's point of view, that we will be filled and that we will know, go deeper in our relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm going to turn it over to Denise for our song of praise.
Everybody go out this way the whole time. In and out this way. So, yep.
We gather with one another made holy to God through Jesus Christ.
We were created to be God's people.
Let us call upon the name of Jesus in this place.
Christ is the Lord of our lives.
Grace from God to you all.
And peace from God to everyone.
There's a lot here for from a child's point of view. Well, Gertie's all packed. She's got her sleeping bag, she's got her backpack, and we're gonna talk about camps. And so the Copper Kettle offering today will be going for camp scholarships for our young people. So children and youth, and if there's adults that want to go to church camp, there's also those opportunities. So invite you to be generous with our Copper Kettle today. So today we're talking about going to church camp. Raise your hand if you ever went to church camp. Yep. Gertie's been to church camp. Okay, there are some. That's great. And in fact, she has the hat to prove it. She went to Pictured Rocks. Anybody else go to Pictured Rocks? Pictured Rocks, yeah, it's the camp that's closest to us. And there's a great place to go to church camp there. So to go to church camp, what are some things that you need to pack for camp? Water, okay, so a water bottle would be good, yeah. I think they provide the food at church camp. You don't have to actually pack food. Noah?
Sleeping bag,
yep. Ava?
Bible.
Huh?
Bible.
Your Bible, yep. Gertie forgot to pack her Bible, so she's got to find one to put in her backpack. All right, here's one for Gertie's backpack. Okay. Get back. So we got our backpack, we got our Bible. Okay, so Gertie needs a Bible to go to church camp. Okay, what else? A pillow. Oh, Gertie, you forgot your pillow. Leah. You think bug spray is important? I would agree. So would Gertie. Danica.
Clothes.
Clothes, yep. She's got to, you know, she has to wear her clothes between now and church camp. Yeah.
A camera.
A camera. That would be a great thing for church camp. Gertie, put that on the list. Yeah. Gwen. Sunscreen would be good. It's hot in the summer, and you need that. What else? Leah?
Swimsuit, goggles, and flip-flops,
because they're swimming at camp, yeah?
A bag
to put it all in, yeah. So if you think of something, you let me know. So church camp, we have actually three church camps. You can see them up there. If you look up this way, guys. Look behind me. So there's Lake Okoboji. That's way in northwest Iowa. There's Wesley Woods. That's by Des Moines. And there's Pictured Rocks. That's where Gertie's been, which isn't very far from here. And they all have great camp stuff for kids and youth. And they have some great ones for, like, an adult and a child to go to experience camp. So if you're younger, you could maybe have a grown-up go with you. And those are really fun. And so we would love for you to go to camp. And if you would like more information, we have scholarships. In fact, Jesse, give that copper kettle a swig for me so we can hear all that money in there. So that's going to help kids. Thank you. That's going to help kids go to camp. And if you need more help with camp, our big church in the state helps. So you guys can go to camp. We have information on our website, and you can get information from Melinda or me in the office. So I hope you decide to go to church camp. It's super, super fun. And most of all, what's really fun about it is you get to have a great time learning about Jesus. It's actually church camp, and it's fun camp. Who's going this summer that we already know of? Leah's going, you two are going, Colby's going, Noah's going. You're going? Some of you might be. Some think they're going, parents, so have a conversation. Thank you. So let's have a prayer, and what we're gonna do is bless that offering for scholarships, and we're gonna bless the rest of our day. So put your hands together. Dear God, we thank you that we have generous people in our church that love to send kids to camp. Put it on these little people's hearts and their families' hearts for them to go to church camp to learn more about you this summer. We love you, Jesus. And all God's children said,
amen.
All right. Remember, go in this way, guys. Go in from this side. She wants to sit with you.
Let us pray. Bless the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your spiritual blessings that come from heaven. Each of us have been chosen to love Christ and to live a holy life. We are called to be an honor God and to one another because of hope we have Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, and guide all of our days. Amen.
Join our young people in the Lord's Prayer.
Acts 22:3-11. Paul continued, I am a Jew born in Tarsus but raised in the city. I was trained in the strict interpretation of our law. I am loyal to God just like you who are gathered here today. I harassed those who followed this way to their death, arresting and delivering both men and women into prison. The high priest and the whole Jerusalem council can testify about me. I received letters from them addressed to our associates in Damascus, then went there to bring those who were arrested to Jerusalem so they could be punished. During that journey, about noon, as I approached Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven encircled me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice asking me, "Saul, Saul, why are you harassing me?" I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are harassing," he replied. My traveling companions saw the light, but they didn't hear the voice of the one who spoke to me. I asked, "What should I do, Lord?" "Get up," the Lord replied, and go into Damascus. There you'll be told everything you have been appointed to do." I couldn't see because of the brightness of the light, so my companions led me by the hand into Damascus. The inspired word of God for the people of God.
What are you two fighting about this time?
The Bible.
Well, I guess this has been done before. What's the problem?
Jim says that the letters in the Bible were written by a guy named Saul, and I say it was Paul. Saul.
Well, actually, you both are kind of right. Let's see, I think it's X. Yes, here it is. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Tipton, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's me over there. What a piece of work. I was called Saul then, and this is before I saw the light. And I mean that literally. Stay tuned. You'll see. I get lots of questions about being a Christian. Oh boy, do I get questions. My hands are tired from writing all these letters, but let's listen in on me back then.
Then I said, "That's what she said." Yep, it all started when I was young. It was so thrilling to see the senator get rid of something like that. I couldn't wait to see the one throwing stones instead of holding everyone's coat.
I couldn't care less if I'm judged by you or by any human court. I don't even judge myself. I'm not aware of anything against me. But that doesn't make me innocent, because the Lord is the one who judges me. So don't judge anything before the right time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring things that are hidden in the dark to light. And he will make people's motivations public. Then there will be recognition for each person from God. None of you will become arrogant by supporting one of us against the other. Who says that you are better than anyone else? Guard, I got another letter. This one goes to the church at Corinth.
Ignoring the law really gets to me. That's what drives me, to root them out of punishment.
All those who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, because it is written, everyone is cursed who does not keep on doing all the things that have been written in the law scroll. But since no one is made righteous by the law, as far as God is concerned, it is clear that the righteous one will live on the basis of faith. The law isn't based on faith, rather, the one doing these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, because it is written, everyone who is hung on a tree is cursed. He redeemed us so that the blessing of Abraham would come to the Gentiles through the Spirit, Jesus, and would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Guard, I've got another letter. This one goes to the church at Galatia. God gave his grace to me, the least of all God's people, to preach the good news about the immeasurable riches of Christ to the Gentiles. God sent me to reveal the secret plan that had been hidden since the beginning of time by God, who created everything. God's purpose is now not to show the rulers and powers in the heavens the many different varieties of his wisdom through the church. This was consistent with the plan he had from the beginning of time that he accomplished through Christ, Jesus our Lord. In Christ, we have bold and confident access to God through faith in him. So then, I ask you not to become discouraged by what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory. Guard, I've got another letter. This one goes to the church at Ephesus.
Saul, Saul, why are you harassing me?
Who are you, Lord?
I am Jesus. Whom are you harassing? Now get up and enter the city. You will be told what to do. What to do must you do?
Who's that talking? No idea. Did you see anyone? I didn't see anyone. I think I'm blind. I need to get to the mask right away.
This man is the agent I have chosen to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and Israelites. I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name.
Started spreading the good news. Didn't always go as well as could be hoped, as you can see. But whether it is a short or a long time, I pray to God that all who are listening to me today will become like me, except for these chains.
As we continue on in our worship service, considering all that Paul taught, one of the things Paul did teach is our generosity, and so I invite you to be generous with your gifts as we have our offering time, and I invite our young ushers in the back to do that, and the choir will be singing.
to get what you inherited. Bless these gifts and help them to bring others and know their relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
While the choir kids are coming up, in your bulletin, the Bible reading said, Walter Girls, we had to print early in the week and we didn't have confirmation. So a thank you to Danica Rippentrop for reading scripture today. And if mom and dad want a printed one with her name in it, we'll get you one. Invite the congregation to sing too. Thank you.
change me.
Jesus Christ, our service is now ending, so go fill with encouragement.
In love and harmony, be your heart filled with God's peace.
The grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the company of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Amen.
We're going to do it as a prelude. So we're going to do Shake Like You've Been Changed for our postlude. And this is your chance to shake like you've been changed, but from these young people. There are fellowship treats downstairs in the dining room. I invite you to greet our young people, greet one another, and let's shake like you've been changed.
Can't believe it, where my life was at. All that I know is my heart was broken. I don't ever want to go back. Ain't no explanation how I saw the light. He found me and set me free and brought me back to life. Blame it on the transformation, changed down to the core. Seem fine. A million worlds was upside down, and it's right between me. No matter when it happened, 7 or 95. Move your feet, that you are free, and never been more alive. You gotta shake, 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 like you're change, change, change.